Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. The Peoria City Council has a lengthy agenda tonight. One of the measures slated for a vote is the first property redevelopment proposal to start replacing the 216 units at the Peoria Housing Authority's Taft Homes property. The Greeley School in the Heritage North Valley neighborhood is the proposed site. The idea is to reuse the historic school building for apartments, adding two other apartment buildings to include market rate housing. This is the first site the Housing Authority has been able to sew together, including two other proposed properties and the very contentious public response to them. The North Valley Alliance Neighborhood Association has some concerns about specifics of the site redevelopment that seem to have gone unaddressed. Association Vice President Carrie Alms and member Bill Ordaz are our guest for this Outside the Horseshoe. Peoria Housing Authority representatives canceled our interview today. Carrie, Bill, thank you for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure.
The North Valley Alliance Neighborhood Association has some concerns. Start us off with just outlining your basic concerns.
Sure. It's a urban neighborhood. The whole North Valley is an urban neighborhood. And so you want to retain that it's walkable. Your zoning classifications complement one another. So when you have new infill housing or commercial development or any type of development, you want to see it that it's a good fit. And the Greeley build-out is just not a good fit. It's like putting 20 pounds of potatoes in a 10-pound sack. So the site's currently zoned R6, and you could build out 21 units there. The city staff and the PHA have been creative and used commercial neighborhood zoning, where the intent of commercial neighborhood zoning is to reinstall mom-and-pop stores. So you'd have some type of office or commercial use with a couple of units of residential, and then you'd have P1 parking, which would complement the commercial use, so you could have parking off the street. And here in this case, CN zoning has no min-max residential number to it. So that's why they're using this and stretching this beyond belief to try to propose 46 units. And it's our understanding from looking at the GIS maps that that would be a more dense configuration than 46 units at the current TAF, which is about 2 acres.
46 units, in your mind, is too much for that particular piece of property.
Correct. It's if you were trying to do this using R6 zoning and get a density waiver for the number of residential units,
essentially what's happening.
Correct. But if it went to city council, it would be highly unlikely that 21 units is built here. It would be highly unlikely that the city council would support 46 units in an R6. But CN doesn't have that limitation, so you could have theoretically proposed even more. Mm-hmm. And that's concerning because you now have PHA residents being proposed to live in new housing, which is good, and have an educational component with the school. That's great. And a whole new environment to live in. Who could not like that? I mean, that's really good because the PHA is trying to help their residents go up the ladder of self-sufficiency by becoming employed, by becoming educated, and helping their children to become educated so that there is better hopes for the future.
So the making it an academic or educational environment, residential with some commercial restaurants and or grocery store and or whatever else might go in that area, that's not something that you are opposed to on its face, correct?
Correct. No, not at all, because that's the diversity that you want in a neighborhood. That's what you want. You help to bring back the vibrancy of the neighborhood. You help to have people from different economic class, social backgrounds. You know, you just have this rich diversity that is really what make older neighborhoods a great place to live. However, mm-hmm. Yes. CN is for commercial and office with residential, and that makes it, you know, a mixed use with a pedestrian-oriented corridor, all right? This land is too big for commercial. If you look in the North Valley, there's no 1.41-acre commercial site. Those are for commercial general, which is a bigger use. But on top of that, it's claimed to be a mixed use now because we have 46 residential units plus a school. And a school is a civic use. So now we're stretching and saying school, civic is now commercial when it's not, P1 parking. So, you know, and then recently we've had another conversation with the city and, well, they don't even need the school there because on the use table, if you look, residential is there. So you could just build out 46 units there and not have to have any commercial component. Well, that's not what CN was designed for. And so we need to figure out how we got here because it's not appropriate.
Where this stands currently is it's been through zoning and has the blessing of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Correct.
It is now coming before the council for a vote. You have concerns, Bill, also going forward.
Absolutely. The big concern on my part is that the Planning and Zoning Commission at the hearing did not conduct a comprehensive appraisal of the 9 waivers that were presented. Those 9 waivers are generated primarily because of the need to get 46 units in that 1.41 acre.
Mm-hmm. What would be more amenable to the neighborhood association?
No waivers for the new construction. We realize that Greeley School, because it's Greeley School and it's existing, will need waivers, and we're fine with that. I'm happy that it would be repurposed, locally landmarked, but the new construction should comply with the zoning.
Okay. Talk about the 9 waivers. You guys have followed government long enough that you have some idea of, for purposes of your neighborhood, what would be reasonable use of the land with relationship to the number of people who are living on the property. So what would be reasonable to you guys?
Well, 21 units would fit there and it would allow more of an open field for the residents to have more opportunity to be able to go out and play with their children. Also, it would allow for the whole development to actually fit in the neighborhood to begin with.
So are you talking about 21 units in the school?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I'm not a planner, so that's not up to me. I don't know if they could put 21 units in the school, but they're currently trying to put 16 units in there. But at the hearing again, they were asked about, well, can you put 21 units in there? And I believe it was the gentleman from the model group, but one of the team that's proposing the Greeley site said the numbers just don't work. Is that what you heard, Bill?
Correct.
So, the numbers don't work to put 21 units in the school.
Right. So, because you see, this becomes more complicated. There's 46 units because they have to have a certain amount of sort of critical mass, if you will, to go to IDA that they've already submitted a preliminary application with this design, but they never came and talked to anybody in the neighborhood.
Okay. What is IDA?
IDA is the Illinois Housing Development Authority, which is a funding arm where they're applying for these 9% tax credits in order to fund the project.
Let's go back to the waivers. Waivers exist for a reason, because sometimes you want to use property in a way that doesn't exactly match the letter of the law as it stands. So waivers are a way to make everything work. How many waivers would be amenable to the neighborhood?
Well, I don't think it's not a numbers game. It's a quality of life issue. The PHA says that their primary focus is to help to serve and uplift the PHA residents, which is absolutely critical. And we're very supportive of that. But at the same time, how do you communicate? How do you integrate? How do you help to redo the Taft residents, new residences, and blend in and work together in a new neighborhood?
It seems, though, that 21 people on the property in question is something that the Neighborhood Association could get behind.
Absolutely. And we are behind it.
Yeah. With the proper site plan, though.
With the proper site plan, right. And we would welcome that. Because we're getting a reuse for Greeley School. It is to be locally landmarked, from what I understand one of the requirements is. Mm-hmm. And that's grand.
At the same time, it would seem that the redevelopment group and the PHA cannot get the tax credits that they're aiming for if they put 21 units on that property. They need 46. Is that accurate? Is that an accurate
That's what we've
inference?
Been told.
Yes.
But I'm not really sure about that because I thought that was dependent upon reusing the school as
okay.
a historic.
Well, and the PHA, in all fairness, they have publicly stated they want to reuse Greeley because it's historical, and on the IDA application, the Illinois Housing Development application, it's a point system in order to get in a competitive bidding pool. And so you get more points if you rehab an older building. So I don't know that necessarily they're into yeah. historic preservation. Perhaps they are, but you get more points.
I believe their track record says that yes, they are into okay. historic sort
right.
of preservation.
Right. Yeah. So the PHA?
The development group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so you get more points for that, okay? But at the same time, your impact into the neighborhood, and then the design of the two additional buildings, one which would have 18 units and one which would have 12 units, they want to make them 3 stories tall in order to have them match the height of Greeley. But it doesn't match the neighborhood. And why do you give waivers for new construction to match that when that's a civic building? And so you have a different thing. Well, you want to give a waiver because you need it to build up and have more units. Then you have your back doors on Jefferson. Uh-huh. If you travel along Jefferson, if you can
yes.
do that in your mind, everybody's business, commercial, and residential front door is on Jefferson. This build out as currently configured is back doors on Jefferson. And people say, oh, Carrie, what do you care? Well, it's one block here. And if you can put this in with all of these waivers here, then the next block can be encroached and rolled down. And then any heart of Peoria neighborhood, CN zoning is going to be stretched to fit something that it doesn't fit. So everybody is going to be able to possibly be a partner in this type of new definitional zoning.
Traffic count on Northeast Jefferson, the statistics say, is 11,000 cars per day. So imagine 11,000 cars per day seeing the back end of this building with barbecue grills and bicycles and maybe even laundry hanging out.
People's backyard.
People's backyard, right. And on top of that, the bedrooms are on the back. It's a greater density project. And aside from new construction, it just doesn't sound like a real good place for quality of life.
What do you guys say to the argument that this is the new normal? This is how we have to be able to work to get the project through. So is it better to have this or have no reuse or repurposing of the Greeley School building? So it's this or nothing. What do you say to that?
Well, we don't really know what the new normal is. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody really knows. There have been other people that have tried to, you know, look at the property and tried to use it for commercial use, and that was deemed inappropriate or incompatible. But also, we have to look at the North Valley. We look out for each other, all right? We look out for anybody that wants to be included in the North Valley. So I think that it's important to realize that on a survey that the PHA did in 2011, one of the importance of having businesses near the community, one of the primary things that residents of the Taft Home wanted was a grocery store, a full-service grocery store. I've lived in the North End for 20 years. There is no grocery store before I got there. There's no grocery store. The second most important aspect that they wanted covered was a pharmacy. There is no pharmacy that I'm aware of in the North Valley, and so on. They want to have a building design where they have their own front doors, like at Taft. This building appears not to be built like that. It's going to have a sort of a common entry, and it's going to have corridors. You know, there's just lots of different things. But because there's been no engagement, okay, and with us who have lived down there, who look at issues and the compatibility, there's been no engagement, and so people say, well, why do you care? Well, we care because we want the very best that can be designed to help uplift everybody and welcome people in the neighborhood, which brings us to the fact that there used to be 3 halfway houses in the North Valley, and in September of 2012, they were consolidated into one facility that is across from this location. It's a re-entry type of program from people who are coming from the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to reintegrate back into society. They have been good neighbors. They have help with neighborhood projects. And the Mike Kennedy and Jan Cullinane have run a top-notch program. There are no, you know, issues with a halfway house. And a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, a halfway house, NIMBY, NIMBY, you know. But they have been really good neighbors. They're contractually obligated through their contract with the Federal Bureau of Prisons to accept referrals in a whole range of categories, of which one of them is a registered sex offender. Well, Illinois law does not permit a registered sex offender to live within 500 feet of a school. So we've asked the PHA, why did you propose that? We're still waiting for an answer.
What is the answer to something like that? Because, I mean, there isn't a waiver for something of that nature,
is
there?
We're not a lawyer, so we don't understand that. But if you just take it from a sense of community, okay, and they went through the zoning process, the hearing, and then approval by the city council as a halfway house. And so they're legally there. They are a business. And so do they have any property rights? I say yes, they have property rights. They have a contract. They're trying to fill their contract. They're also trying to provide services for people for reentry. And so why do we just have less regard for the Ritz clients or the PHA clients or the residents of the North Valley? I mean, we're all a neighborhood. We all should be neighbors working together. And so I just kind of don't get that disconnect that the PHA just says, well, you can amend their contract or you can move the halfway house somewhere else or whatever plan they have to mitigate it. When Brenda Coates was at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting and acting chairman Misselhorn asked her, well, this has been brought up that there's a halfway house and they have registered sex offenders across the street from there. How would you do that? Mrs. Coates, the executive director of the PHA, came to the microphone and her response was, I'm paraphrasing now, we hire off-duty Peoria police officers as our security personnel and we'll make sure that we have enough security there to make sure everybody is safe. I have to say, I was scratching my head. I didn't know how that addressed the situation. I didn't know how it answered the question, because when this ordinance is approved, it appears to us, and again, we're not lawyers, but it appears to us, once you approve this ordinance, you've zoned it special use for a school. So what is the impact of the current residents who may have that, you know, inability to live within 500 feet of a school? Is it possible that they could be taken back to prison as a violation of their parole, really through no fault of their own, except the fact that the neighbors were not included in the discussion?
Thank you both for taking the time to be here.
Thank you, Tanya.
This is Outside the Horseshoe on 89.9 FM Peoria Public Radio. I'm Tanya Coombs.